Dubai 92, you're with Jono and Nats on The Big Breakfast, and it is time to do our favourite weekly thing. Got a taste for
you. Cheap Eats. Get your salivary glands ready because this one really kicks a punch. Joining us from Frying Pan Adventures this week is Farida. Morning, Farida.
Morning, Jono. Morning, Nats.
What have you got for us that's going to make us so starving that at 10 a.m. we're going to be hooning around the city trying to get it?
So today we're going to be driving down to International City and we are heading to the Chinese cluster. And we're looking for a restaurant that is called Lao Shan Wei.
How are we going to know that that's the specific restaurant that we found? Like where specifically in China cluster do we go in International City?
F09.
F09.
That's
the
shopping
number. Right. So I'm guessing it's one of the traditional Chinese restaurants that exists in International City. Is everything in Mandarin, including the menu, the service, everything's in Mandarin, right?
Everything. So go with Google Translate. So fortunately, every time I've been down there has been with longtime friend Sheenie. So thanks to her, I do know what to order over there. And my go-to has become what they call the biang biang noodles. Simply put, these are wide belt noodles that are absolutely bouncy, chewy. And traditionally, you would actually pour hot oil over the noodles. So one of the other names for these noodles translates into pouring hot oil over handful noodles.
Nice, that's a catchy title. What are the flavors in there? What have they got in there protein-wise? What's going on in the dish?
At its simplest, there is absolutely no protein in there. You just have the noodles being the star of the dish. Ideally, you would pile on Sichuan peppers, chili flakes, chili powder, minced garlic. There could be leeks in there. And then as the hot oil is poured, all the aromas from these various herbs and chilies are released. So in terms of flavor, it's super nutty, very fragrant, very aromatic. There's hints of spice, and then you have that tongue-numbing quality that comes from the Sichuan peppercorns.
And what if you can't have spicy food? Is there like a non-spicy addition? Asking for a friend.
Well, you can have them make it less spicy. They actually check with you as to what kind of spice level you want. But just remember, the spice is mostly from the Sichuan peppercorns, which is more of a numbing effect as opposed to
a hot, chili, burny spice that's going to make you have to have Lebanon up at the end of it. What price are we talking here? Because it is International City. It is one of my favorite places to grab cheap bites to eat. So how much are we talking for a dish?
15 dirhams for a whole bowl of biang biang noodles.
Go and find 15 dirham noodles anywhere else in the UAE. I challenge you. That is a challenge, Farida. That is awesome. So again, you'll find an F09. And I've had a look online. It is listed on there, but it is in Mandarin Chinese. If you look up restaurants in F09 in China Cluster, you'll get directions directly to where you need to go for this. And the menu has got pictures on it as well for those of us who are amateurs, such as myself, that want to go along and just point at dishes.
These biang biang noodles look really, really good. They look like Chinese pappardelle, but like fiery hot, and I'm here for it.
Another interesting fact that I forgot to mention is that the word biang biang actually comes from the sound that is made when the noodle master is banging those noodles out.
No way! That's such a cool fact.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Noodles, right?
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
That is genius.
This is one of the simplest noodle dishes that comes out of the Shanxi province of China. But this simple dish has the most complex Chinese characters. So it takes anywhere from 42 to 71 strokes to write out biang biang. And not even a computer can generate those characters.
Yes,
that's amazing.
I love that.
That is such a cool fact. Hey, pleasure as always, Farida. If we want to get more information, of course, you can always check out Frying Pan Adventures on social media.
Yeah, go check out their food tours. And Farida, a girl after my own heart, for saying, take that AI. You can't pull these noodles for us.
Farida, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.